Hi there. My name is Christian, and I'm from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions regarding issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, television, or the internet?
No.
Okay, thank you so much for answering. Since you're answering no to that question, we can proceed with the survey. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm doing well, thank you. So, first question would be, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes, I am. Both questions.
Thank you so much. Second question, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
Thank you so much. Next question. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you definitely going to vote? Or will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I'm definitely voting.
Thank you. And if you don't mind us asking, what is your age?
64.
Okay, and please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential election. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated, to a 10, extremely motivated.
10.
Thank you. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have voted previously, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not-so-strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
That seems like a strange question for your survey, but approved.
Okay, and would that be a strongly or a somewhat approved?
I'm somewhat approved.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction the country is going, is headed?
Depends on what happens during the election, but yes, dissatisfied. Very.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I'm retired, so it's the same, I guess.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for you, your member of Congress to be focused on? Okay, so I'm gonna go down the list, and you can choose more than one issue here, and so you can tell them that you think it's very important. So let's see here: reducing crime, improving K-12 public school education. Passing common sense gun reform to help guns out of the hands of the wrong people, protecting abortion rights, combating division and racism, raising inflation and lowering the cost of goods, border security, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, creating more jobs and raising wages, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
I've already put in the first five.
The first five?
I've already forgotten the first five. There are a lot of them I think are very important. How many can I choose?
You can choose all. If you think all of them are, you can choose all of them.
All right. Let me try to write down real quick because I can't remember where you go. Go ahead. Start speaking.
Okay, so now this time around, I can just read it, and then you can tell me yes or no, okay? Reducing crime.
Yes.
Improving K-12 public school education.
Yes.
Passing common sense gun reform laws.
Yes.
Protecting abortion rights.
Yes.
Combating division and racism.
Yes.
Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
Yes.
Border security.
I don't know about that one. Keep going.
Okay. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Yes.
Creating more jobs and raising wages.
Yes.
Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Yes.
And making college more affordable and forgiving student debt.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
That's almost all of them.
Yeah, it's almost all of them. Give me a second here. All right, now, I like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, or a 0 where it means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. A 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, and that you can choose any number in between. First person would be Kamala Harris.
Oh, let's see. 90.
Thank you. Next, Democrats in Congress.
Say 50, so it's probably 50% that I think are okay. 50.
Okay, thank you. Joe Biden?
80.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
0.
Okay. Cornel West.
I'm trying to remember who that is. Who's Cornel West? I don't remember who that is. I know the name, but that's it.
Okay. That's another option that you don't know who that person is. Josh Stein.
Same thing. I don't know who that is.
Okay. Next person or institution, Republicans in Congress.
Oh, gosh. 20%. How many more questions do you have? Because I've got to get off the phone.
Oh, my God. It'll be like another 5 minutes.
Okay. Hold on then.
Okay. Yeah, I can wait.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, thank you. Next person would be Tim Scott.
And I should know who that is too, but I don't.
Okay. Mark Robinson.
No idea who that is.
Okay. And Hakeem Jeffries.
I know that man. I just read something about him yesterday, so I'm going to say 50.
Okay, thank you so much. All right. And I know it's still a long ways off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican uh-huh. Donald Trump, and independent Jill Stein, and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. If the general election for governor of North Carolina were held today and the candidates were Green Party candidate Wayne Turner, Democrat Josh Stein, Libertarian Mike Ross, and Republican Mark Robinson, for whom would you vote?
The Democrat.
Okay, Josh Stein. Okay. Thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing And your options here are yes, a lot, yes, some, only a little, or nothing at all.
Yes, a lot.
Okay, thank you. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
More favorable.
And would you say somewhat or much more?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And in your own words, what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration? Just a simple question. Yeah, just the main reason why. Just one thought.
Oh, I can't even tell you. I don't have an answer because I hear a lot. And I really don't understand any of them.
Okay. That's okay. We're going to move on here. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? And you have the same option. Just a lot, just some, only a little, nothing at all.
Heard a lot, seen a lot on TV. Yes, a lot.
Okay. And has what you read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less favorable.
And you would say much or somewhat?
Much.
Okay, thank you. And can you also, with that one, in your own words, give me the most important thought of why it has made you less favorable?
If you see any parts of the actual trial, have seen any parts of the trial when it was going on, anything I've heard him say, the way that he behaved towards people at the time that he should be trying to do something better.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African-American community right now? Okay? And you may choose two over here. So I'm going to go down the list, and you can choose two of those reasons. First says rising crime and violence. Second, the lack of quality education opportunities. Third, Donald Trump getting elected president again. Fourth, cuts to the social security net, like social security. Fifth, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism. Sixth, the Supreme Court rolling back rights on freedoms. Next one, stagnant wages and rising costs. Or a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community?
I'm trying to keep up with the numbers and you stop giving them up. Golly.
Okay, Raheem, you can only choose two. Would you say rising crime and violence? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. The lack of quality education opportunities?
Yes.
Donald Trump getting elected president again?
Yes.
Okay, we have two. Thank you. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden would be better dealing with that issue. The first one says growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you.
Biden.
Okay. Next, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Which one would be better at getting rid of it? Isn't that what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much. Solving these issues.
I don't know anybody. Nobody's going to solve those issues.
Okay. It's okay. You can also say that you don't know, you have an idea.
Donald Trump isn't gonna solve it because he likes it that way. Okay. So I can't answer that.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you. Next one, bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Biden.
Okay, thank you. Next, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Biden.
Implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
I still go back to Congress deciding what they want to do, and that I don't think anybody can make them.
Okay. And next, securing our borders.
The same thing. Nobody. No, neither.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him, or does it make no difference?
I'm kind of logical, and I feel like he doesn't have as much control as we want him to have, because he's still got to go through somebody else to get things done. So, no, I don't think he can make it happen. Because he doesn't have anybody fighting for it but him.
Okay.
As many fighting for him as him, yeah.
So does that make you less likely or more likely to vote for him?
You can
choose somewhat less likely.
I'm still going to vote for him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So somewhat more likely? Oh, it makes no difference.
Oh, golly, I guess it makes no difference, because no matter who's president, they can't make it happen.
Yeah, that's what it seems like, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
I think it was fair.
And would you say somewhat fair or very fair?
It was very fair.
Thank you. Since Donald Trump was found guilty on 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Totally disagree with that statement.
Thank you so much. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? And your options are very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Thank you. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Twitter, formerly known as X, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok?
I don't, any of them. Would you say Facebook?
Yeah, Twitter, X, previously known as Twitter, YouTube, mm-hmm. Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
Facebook.
Okay, thank you. And switching gears a little bit, these are the last few questions, are for statistical purposes only, okay? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I completed a master's program.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living with in your household? At the moment?
No. No, I don't.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Once a week, twice a week, or more?
Once a week.
Okay. And thinking about the thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, or less than half, or hardly any of your neighbors are white?
I live in a neighborhood with four houses on it, so I mean,
I live in the country.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you even you necessarily, it's really hard to know when you live in the country. Right?
Well, I know who lives on my road.
Let
me go real quick with that in my head. Would you please repeat the numbers again, the amounts again? Because it wasn't
sure. It's more than half. Nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, and none at all.
More than half.
Okay, thank you. And would you, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Yes, thank you. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And you were born in the States, right?
That's right.
Okay, thank you. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, okay? You were great.
All right, thank you. I'm sorry I was a little difficult with some of those questions.
No, you weren't. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.